This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu wa sallam ala Sayyidina Muhammad Khatam al-Anbiya'i wa Musaleen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome back to the explanation of Al-Waraqat. We've studied now usul al-fiqh, its definitions, its applications, some of the issues related to it. And then we talked about Al-Quran, Sunnah, and Ijma'. Al-Quran, Sunnah, and Ijma', the first three evidences, and now which are agreed upon amongst the scholars of Ahlul Sunnah, as mentioned by Al-Baylawi in Manhaj, when he says, and the four agreed upon evidences amongst the scholars of Ahlul Sunnah in Usul and Fiqh are what? Quran, Sunnah, Ijma', and then he says, Al-Qiyas, analogy. Reach now the section, Babu Qiyas. The word Qiyas is from a word which means taqdeer, to measure. That's why when you go to a tailor, you get like bespoke and they measure you. This is called qiyas. The thermostat on the wall is miqyas, because it replicates exactly the temperature in the room for you. So just as the khayat, the tailor, measures the clothes that fit you well, and the thermostat measures the temperature correctly, qiyas is the idea of measuring something with something else because of a shared quality. As Al-Baji says in Al-Ihkam, ilhaqu amrin li amrin lishtiraki al-illati baynahuma. Bringing something that has no ruling with something that has a ruling because there is a shared trait between them. There's some concern about that definition, but khalas, we'll run with it. So this is qiyas. The Sheikh, he says, وَأَمَا الْقِيَاسُ فُهُرَدُّ الْفَرْعِي إِلَى الْأَصْلِ بِعِلَّةٍ تَجْمَعُهُمَا فِي الْحُكُمِ. He said it is to what's called the far. And what he's alluding to, and we'll talk about it soon, are the arkan of qiyas. Number one is we have an action that has no ruling. Number two, we have an action that has a ruling. Number three, we have a shared trait between them. And number four, we have a ruling. These are the foundations, arkan al-qiyas. Al-far' wal-asl wal-illa wa hukm al-asl. Right? So number one is something that has no explicit ruling, if you will. Number two is something that has an explicit ruling. So for example, opioids. Right? We don't have any clear text in the Quran and Sunnah. We have a text for alcohol, right? Then the shared trait between them is intoxication. Then the ruling of the asl for alcohol is hurma, is haram. As an example. So هو رد الفرع أو رد الفرع إلى الأصل. يعني he says الأصل, it means أصل here in this terminology means something له حكم شرعي. Right? It has a Sharia ruling in Quran and Sunnah. And then there is something shared between them. We'll talk about it. العلة والدلالة والشبه in this text. And then there is a ruling which is known for the first, the second, the asl. The asl has al-hukm al-asl. هذا هو القياس. الشيخ الهدى المالكي says, ومعنى رد الفرع إلى الأصل جعله راجعا إليه ومساويا له في الحكم. كلام عظيم. He said, you know what it means to like to locate the ruling that has the action that has no ruling with the action that has a ruling that has the asl, the far' with the asl. What that means is to bring it together, right? That's why it's called qiyas, just like you bespoke the clothing, just like the thermostat, to bring them together because there is a similarity between them. There's equality between what? That illat al-mushtaraka, that shared cause between them. Like, for example, rice with wheat and riba. لِعِلَّةَ الْجَامِعَةِ بَيْنَهُمَا وَهِيَ الْإِقْتِيَاتِ وَالْإِدِّخَارِ لِلْقُوتِ عِنْدَ الْمَالِكِيَةِ. For us, we say that the relationship between them, between rice and wheat or barley, is that they are used, number one, they're stored, right? Number two, they're used, you know, for like sustenance in the future. And so because of that illah we apply them together based on a hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَكُونُهُ مَطْعُومًا عِنْدَ الشَّافِعِي. The Shafi'i, they say no also because they're something which is consumed. But the point is, he just wants to give you an example of how this works. I gave a few earlier. We're going to stop now. Next time, we're going to talk about the three types of qiyas mentioned in this book. Mentioned in this book, which are kind of like the foundations of qiyas. Barakallahu feekum wa jazakumullahu khairan wa sallallahu wa sallam ala Sayyidina Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.